Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone. The time is now 4:50.
Good afternoon again. Okay. So we're here today to discuss the guest the salary increase and any other items. Oh, I'm sorry. I have this one. So, the agenda again today indicates that we're going to be talking about the GESPA salary increase and any other information that might be pertinent at this time. But I do want to start out because there are some things that we need to discuss. I think in our last one, Dr. Siegel, you made the comment that you were confused as to why secretaries made more or paid more than paras.
Right.
So what we've done for the document that's in front of you, we've went back and we've identified whether they're a 10-month employee, 11-month employee, or 12-month employee. So we made sure, because that does have a difference. That makes the difference in how they're getting paid,
mm-hmm.
along also with their years of experience as well. And so I also want to clarify, too, that we do have data that shows that our non-instructionals have received dollars over the past couple of years. So like in 2020, 2021, they received a 3% increase. 21, 22, they received an amount of $606,244.43. 2022-2023 was the $15 mandate increase that totaled $414,669.86. And the 23-24, there was not a pay increase because of the 3.2 fund balance. And then this year, we're proposing the $229,139.93, which shows that there's actually over $1 million that we've provided for non-instructionals over several years, last 3 or 4 years.
Some instructional, not all, right? Some.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've paid to the non-instructional group.
That's what I'm saying, some, yes. Not all non-instructional, yes. Because I only got one raise, mm-hmm. since Mr. Keith, the superintendent,
okay.
And that was in 2021. The only raise I got. I hadn't gotten anything yet.
Okay.
So it wasn't all the non-instructional. It was just some of them.
Right.
And then when it went up to the 15, that's, like I say, since he's been in, I hadn't got but one raise.
Mm-hmm.
And that was $1. And I hadn't received nothing else since then.
Since then. You know okay.
Okay. Anything else about the compensation you passed, Ms. Cable?
No. Unless someone else on the team want to mention something in reference to it.
Is this what you gave last time, or is this changed in some way?
That is the same document that was provided the last time. The only additional information is the number of months that these individuals work. Could you please give me that?
I'm sorry. This one. Oh, that's okay.
Which has nothing to do with their hourly rate. Right.
Not changing, no. But this,
no,
this
I mean, it doesn't matter. Like if a teacher works 10 or 12 months, it has no impact on their hourly rate, for example.
No, because we've already factored that into this document. So nothing changed with the last proposal that we provided to you.
Right, but you're, when I'm asking why secretaries make more than paras and you start talking about 10, 11, 12 month employees, I don't view that as related. They're hourly employees with hourly rates and are compensated based on the number of hours they work. So in terms of an hourly rate, do you know another school district that pays receptionists more than paraprofessionals? I do not.
A receptionist is a 12-month employee.
On
they're
an hourly
here.
Rate basis.
Okay, but they
district?
Make more because yeah. they work more days.
On an annual basis.
That is correct.
So on an hourly basis, based on the skill set of the employees, mm-hmm. do you know any school districts that pay a higher hourly rate to receptionists? Do you know what? Do you know any other school districts pay any support staff?
No. We're only worried about gas, or what we can.
So you don't compare yourself to other districts and understand the market you're in as a human resource department?
We think we're close. We haven't necessarily researched this specific, your specific question, but right now our focus is on Gaston County and what Gaston County is able to do.
Okay, and so why are you unable to pay paraprofessionals more than receptionists? My offer had that lowered. You've made the point and taken the stand. Gadsden County believes receptionists should make more on an hourly rate than paraprofessionals. That's what this offer is. It's not disputable. You put it on the table. What are you denying?
You're talking beliefs. We're just...
No, there's no beliefs.
It is
Look,
what it is.
Here, receptionist $16 an hour, paraprofessional $15. You see how $16 is more than $15? So that means what you're saying is that receptionists make an extra dollar compared to paraprofessionals. It's what you literally just passed. That's a fact.
You do a good job of reading. Thank you.
Yeah, well, or can you guys read this? Because it's like you're trying to tell me the opposite of what you passed across the table. You want receptionists to make more hourly rate than paraprofessionals. Is that a true statement? Because that's what you passed.
Receptionists work longer than
hourly rate. Hourly so, rate.
Well, we're should talking apples and oranges.
I'm trying to talk apples to apples, and you keep trying to talk oranges. Mm-hmm. The hourly rate of a receptionist is $16 an hour in your proposal. Yes or no?
You have the proposal in front of you.
So can you verify that this is not a mistake? Because it's very confusing to me. The proposal you've passed has receptionist, step zero, $16 an hour. Is that correct?
Okay, well, then let me ask a question.
Hold on. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do a very good job
of reading. So paraprofessional at step zero, hourly rate, $15 an hour. Is that correct?
You do a very good job
okay,
of reading.
Okay, is $16 greater than $15 an hour? We're so close. We're so close. Is $16 greater than $15?
Sounds like you have good math skills.
Can you confirm that we all have the same good math skills?
We're not here that...
So you won't agree that 16 is greater than 15?
Dr. Siegel, you have our proposal in front of you.
I'm trying to understand the proposal you put in front of me, and you're being very, well, unagreeable to even explaining what you put in front of me.
What you have in front of you is what we're offering.
Okay, I want to ask the question, why? Why do they make more than we make?
Again,
I'm not talking about, like he said, we're not talking about the years, the months that they work. We're talking about the hourly rate. My hourly rate is 16, will be if we accept it, 16.20. Mm-hmm. I work 9 months, but my hourly rate is 16.20. They work 12 months, but their hourly rate is $16. I'm asking why. I'm not asking about the months, the years. I'm asking about, because I have experience too. You said about the experience, but I have experience, 24 years of experience. But they still making more than us or me. Why?
Well, our pairs are broken out by high school diploma, AA, and bachelor's. So yeah,
bachelor's even the one with the bachelor's is still not making nothing.
The receptionist, the pairs make more than the receptionist.
The one with the bachelor's still not making anything, sweetheart.
You make more.
The one with, pardon me?
The pair with the bachelor's makes more than the receptionist.
Okay, so. Good. And then she should because she has a degree. Mm-hmm. I don't have a degree, but I have the years.
We have a high school diploma.
I have a high school
which is a higher requirement
than receptionist. And I do have some college credits, but
no, still. To work in Gaston County School District, you have to have a high school diploma.
To work in the district at all. Mm-hmm. So all the custodians have high school diplomas, mm-hmm. food service workers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I just want to know why. I received one little dollar in 5 years. Everybody else received three, when they had to go up to the $15, they received $3 and $4 raise, and I only received $1. Why is that?
You know,
I have no idea. It's
where you fall on the schedule.
It's the way I fall on the scale. It's the way that you put me on the scale, because I didn't fall there. You put me there. I did not fall here.
So
you
put with me this here. Proposal, you don't receive a salary increase with the new...
55 cents? Yeah, I do. 55 cents.
How many years you worked here?
24.
Incredible. But the important thing is receptionists will make more than paraprofessionals, even with an associate's degree. So do receptionists have to have associate's degree? But
no, they do not.
Okay, but paraprofessional too does have to have an associate's degree. 50 cents less than the receptionist. Why? Like, I'm trying to legitimately understand.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to understand.
Maybe you have some reason in this district that's different than everywhere else that would not have receptionists above two of their three classes of paras. So I'm just trying to understand.
Yes, so whenever we were looking at this, we definitely did look at what the previous salary was. So if I'm stating this incorrectly, Ms. Bruner, and then based on that, that's where we did the 5% increase based on what the previous salary was.
5 cents.
5 cents, yes. Mm-hmm. Did I say percent? Mm-hmm. 5 cent increase.
But why would receptionists ever make more than a paraprofessional who has to have additional qualifications? That's my question. And if the answer is you inherited it previously, that's fine. Why not fix it? You're in charge now. Receptionists don't, in any job market I know of, make more than a credentialed other professional like a para or someone else. Should we pay them more than the accountants? I mean, I'm trying to understand why. And I still haven't heard any reason why.
It was previously already set. So we went from current to now.
So there's no desire to adjust to what the standard market is. You went, whatever you inherited, you're just going to keep going, no matter whether it's good, bad, indifferent. The reason is that's how it was, so we got to keep doing it.
No, I would say that right now we have a certain amount that we're going to stick with. A certain budget that we're allowed. It doesn't mean that it's something that we won't be able to take a look at once we get through, have a clear understanding of what our budget is, which we won't for the next 3 years because of the new school construction. But this, just because it's this way now, doesn't mean that it's going to be this way forever.
Okay.
But to be clear, this salary schedule is a 5 cent increase across the board based on what the previous schedule was and the amount allocated for us to do the salary increase.
It takes the schedule up to 30 years.
Okay, you
and it also takes this salary schedule out to 30 years.
So you're saying that for the next 3 years, you don't know what...
We probably won't be given... We cannot say that we'll be even be able to give additional raises until after the next 3 years.
Why is that?
Because we won't have... We're going to be losing some of our capital outlay funding that covers the cost of maintenance, and we cannot predict when we have things like water lines bursting and $800,000 or $300,000 costs. And so we have to be very conservative. We'd have to have a substantial fund balance for us to consider raises beyond before the next 3 years are up.
Okay, so
and because we didn't get the half-cent sales tax, which would have helped offset the money that we're losing because we got state funding. So when the state gives us funding, they take away our half mill.
Because, is it because some of the money is going geared toward a new school?
The state, because they gave us money for the new school, so y'all we now have to take our half mill tax,
so you
have and to we have to turn around and give that back to the
that's
state.
That's what I'm saying. So they didn't give it to you. That's on loan, right? They just loaned it. So y'all got to repay the loan.
No.
So,
well,
So they gave us a dollar amount, and then what we would normally levy as taxes against property taxes, that half mil, we now have to turn around and give back to the state.
So you're still paying some back, still, right?
Yeah.
You're still
yes,
paying
we are.
Back.
Yes,
it's
that's
not
true.
A loan.
We won't have any.
Well, you're still paying.
We just don't get that half mil, and then we don't have the half cent sales tax.
And so.
Okay, but let me ask you, excuse me, Chris.
No, you go ahead.
So, but this does still stand.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 30 years, per se.
No.
Up until the next 30 years.
No.
No.
I said 3.
Okay, 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so
unless
3 years
we have
out.
A substantial increase in our fund balance, okay, higher than 5%, then the superintendent might be willing to look at raises. But for now, the districts, we've got to be very conservative.
Well, let me ask you this. What happened to, you remember when he did the calendar, I mean the proposals, the very first proposal that was done, he did it. Why didn't one accept that?
Who wouldn't accept
it? The superintendent did, the very first one y'all brought to the table when we first started negotiating. The very first one.
And the number of hours were incorrect, yeah.
But I knew the hours was correct, but the salary, the hourly salary was different. It was the same. The hour was not correct. The yearly salary was different, but the, I'm talking about the hourly salary. Now, I'm not talking about the yearly salary. I'm talking about the hourly rate. The hourly rate. That still could have been the same, even though the yearly salary would not have been the same, but the hourly rate would have been the same.
I believe I had to get it down to meet the amount that the board approved.
Okay, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that one didn't fly.
And plus we had some people, remember there was some discussion about some people missing and we backtracked and added those in there as well. So, yeah.
And so the board won't move from this amount that y'all brought to the table?
The superintendent is not going to take anything to the board that he's not comfortable with financially. He's not going to recommend to the board that they do something that would be harmful to the district financially.
Okay, so this is where we're at.
Yes, ma'am.
So I hear what you're saying about all the budget-related stuff, which in no way affects what you're doing right now for this year, which you could take money from within that pot, like I have done, from receptionists and put it into paraprofessionals to have a more market equitable distribution of hourly rates. We're choosing not to do that.
We only have one receptionist. Mm-hmm.
And secretary one.
Do we have any secretary one?
Mm-mm.
We don't have any secretary one.
So that last proposal that we gave you all, how much over was it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I think in bargaining,
I think in my notes,
it's not calculated.
But they were looking at it when we left.
Right. Yours was 219. 15,000 was the projected cost, and our projected cost is actually, this is 220, or was it 212? I don't have that.
That second page right beside.
It's missing the back page, the calculation page.
We're checking.
see if this is it.
Ms. Bueller.
Is that it?
Yes. That was our total cost was $250,004.09.
But this part here was $208,000.
Yes, unloaded plus the benefits.
And their unloaded was $219,000. I thought I remember it was.
Yeah, ours was $208,000, theirs was $219,000.
So you, what did you calculate our proposal at?
Based on the numbers you gave us, you said that it would cost $219,000.
Right, but for you
but
to...
then we went back and we calculated it and gave you one so that we get it loaded. So then taking your numbers and putting it back into the list of employees that we had, it would have been $225,000 unloaded, so a total of $271,000.
Or $208,000.
Oh,
you put it in.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that. So it's like about $17,000 more than your loaded proposal, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent would not even present that to the school board, is that my understanding?
That is correct.
That's interesting.
This was 220, what,
225 unloaded and 271 loaded?
271.
What are you using for benefits?
20%.
So he didn't take it to see if the board would even take a look at it and see what they could actually do.
Well,
so did he take a look at it?
He took a look at it, and he's not comfortable taking anything to the board that he thinks would not be in the best interest of the district financially.
And also that it would go over the original amount that they proposed early on.
Yes.
Yeah, but the other thing is you're not really even taking into account what we're putting down, because like lead maintenance workers that for some reason over 30 years of experience, you guys have $1.50. Nothing else is like that. All of our proposals have been trying to correct this to a normal market distribution, and your counter proposals or just know it's what we offered. I think what is the only thing you've adopted? The bus drivers? Is that the only thing you've adopted of GESPA since we've been bargaining? And the rest you just gave us your own proposals back?
Actually, no. I think we had
some healthy conversation about employees that somehow we missed. We added them into that. Your proposal regarding the bus drivers was helpful.
But the pay table itself, I mean, you passed a pay table, and then we countered a pay table, and what you gave us back was pretty much exactly what you had before, except bus drivers. You had adopted the guest proposal. Mm-hmm. Have you adopted anything else? I adapted some of yours from your proposal into my table and the back and forth, but have you all adapted anything from GESPA besides bus drivers? I think the answer is no. I hear you on the other conversations, but I mean on this pay table. Mm-hmm. I think it's made consistent. Is that right?
I think so, but I think what we also made sure that we were including employees that perhaps you had indicated that were not a part of the schedule.
Right.
So having to go back and look at those individuals, adding in lead bus drivers, which up the ante a little bit, making sure that we had the lead electrician, the lead plumber.
Right, so I was just saying these people should be in the bargaining unit, and mm-hmm. you were like, oh yeah, here's what they should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made a counter proposal, but you've never moved from what you originally, so you agreed to, they were in the bargaining unit and were left off the list. But then when you made a proposal in the pay table, that has not changed. And this is where I again have issues where I hear you about the budget and all that. That doesn't really come into effect, and we're talking about how we're structuring this stuff. And so even if I come back with a proposal that is $1,000 less than what you want to spend, if the receptionists are lower and I spread out the maintenance workers properly, I don't think you'll take that because it's not what Key has asked for, very simply.
Actually,
he wants what he wants and that's it.
Well, actually, I think if there were secretaries at the table, what we've done is we've
done... What do you mean? Hold on. Secretary at the table.
What we've done is we've done five cents across the board. But if you, and that kind of, that's the best way to be fair, but if you want to do less for a group, we need to have representatives of that group there. Like, right now we've got Para here.
No, you have, all groups are represented by GESPA, who's their certified bargaining agent. That's literally what this is. You don't control who's at this table. That's the law. Just like I don't control who's at your table.
No, I think we're saying two different things, though. What I'm saying is, it's for us, it's fair to do the same for everyone across the board.
Mm-hmm. You can't do that when they're years
that's
different.
Not
you,
fair.
Can't, you can't
You're
do that.
It's
not fair,
fair
when people got different years or experience. And you can't do that.
Equal
no
is
man.
Not equitable,
you cannot do that.
Right?
No, ma'am.
Did you all take a 5 cent
no,
raise?
No, you can't do that.
That would be equal everywhere. Did you guys get more
we
than that?
We did what we were able to afford with this. And we've given, actually... over $2 million
in raises. With the apparel, you didn't even look at our years of experience. You couldn't have. Not with this. You couldn't have looked at our years of experience. And those who have AA degrees and those who have BS degrees, you could not miss
your out. Assumption is that we did not. It doesn't, just because you're assuming, and no matter how many times you say it, how loud you say it, or even
I'm not trying to say it loud. It actually speaks for itself.
Okay.
The numbers on the paper
it doesn't matter
itself.
How you say it, it's still...
Yes, ma'am. It matters. It matters. It may not matter to you.
It matters,
it matters to me. No, it may not matter to you, but
okay.
It does matter to me.
All right.
Okay.
Then. Okay, we can agree with that.
Yes, ma'am. We can agree with that. Because, see, you're not out there working with those children. You don't change Pampers all day long. You don't help educate these children. I do.
Okay.
So you said how it was fair to do the 5 cents across the board, but I'll reiterate my question. Is that what happened to the administrative level of employees?
We don't have the administrative information in front of us. Right now we're looking at GESPA.
It's all the same pot of money. I remember it being, what was it, $612,000 of 173 employees.
And GESPA has had over $1 million in salary increases. And the other groups, they vary. But over the past 3 years, GESPA has had over $1 million, and we're offering another $200,000 and change.
Now, part of that had to be had to, because it was mandated by the government to come up to the minimum
not
wage.
When we did it. Nope. Not when we did it in advance, ahead of schedule.
Well, that was on you.
Because we wanted our employees to make
when
15.
Did you do it?
That was in
2022-23.
Yeah, 2022-23. And that cost the district $414,669.86.
That was the choice that you all made, because it didn't have to be what until we ended 2026.
I don't think that that's the case. The law was changed early on, and it was mandated for all public employees in the state of Florida to meet it immediately by, was it October 1st of 2022?
No. Go back and check statute.
Yeah, well, then it wasn't just you. Every district just was like, oh, let's just get ahead of it by years and compress it. I mean,
every
they all did it.
No, they did.
Jackson County's still not at $15 an hour.
Really? Okay. That's surprising to hear. But all right. I will look that up.
Well, all I'm saying is that it would have been nice to be paid for my years.
I hear you.
It would have been nice to be paid for my years.
And, keep trying to do that.
Because the work I do, you wouldn't come out there and do that all day, 5 days a week. I know you wouldn't.
Actually.
No.
I've done that work.
You changed children.
I've changed adults' diapers. I've done that work before.
You've done that.
See, that's why we shouldn't make assumptions. My first career was that. That's why we shouldn't make
that. And so that's why we should be paid more money, because we do what don't nobody else do in this county.
I appreciate that was your first career.
Yeah.
I like to talk about my grandfather, who had a wife and three kids and a car and a house and went on vacations. He was a custodian for an airline.
No, I was commenting
so, you know,
to
50
the fact
years
that
ago,
I've never done that
what the
before, but
yeah.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've done that
so you know what it's like, right?
For a wage relatively higher.
It is very challenging work.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I wanted you to understand that, yes, I've done that work before.
Okay, so you know where I'm at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else you were presenting today?
Mm-mm.
I think we could just take a brief caucus then.
Okay, caucus is at 5:22. Okay, the time is now 5:39. Reconvene.
Alright. We're continuing to be disappointed by not adapting the scale we're using. I hear your points on budget, but there's still been no effort to look at how we're dividing the money between different employee groups and reallocating it. I'm not sure how we're gonna make movement on this at this point. I have to talk to my colleagues, but I think that this may be the entire purpose of what impasse is, because we may need a third party to help us decide if receptionists should all make more than paraprofessionals, essentially. So we have no counteroffer for today. If you want to schedule something a few weeks out, we can, which could be canceled depending on how that's moving along.
A couple of weeks out, you said?
Like the week of February 24th.
Okay, we got the school board meeting on the 25th. For the 24th as well.
All right, 24th, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all need it later at all? I know there's a tendency to arrive a little late to bargaining, which I know Devontae's on the bus when he's late, but for folks in the building, if you need more time, that's fine. But if I drive out, I don't want to wait 10, 20 minutes or whatever.
We're good at 4:30.
So 4:30 is actually all right.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking my notes, and today was the exception for when we started. So we did start a little late today. I apologize.
So 4:30, Monday the 24th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my anniversary, but I'm coming.
You what?
That's your wedding anniversary? Huh? That's your wedding anniversary?
Yes, ma'am.
No,
we
shouldn't do that.
Yes, yeah, you sure?
Yep. We're gonna do this.
I'm not gonna get involved, all right. Okay.
So we have February the 24th at 4:30. And I will send the invite.
All right.
Is there anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So meeting adjourned at 5:42.